This is program number LW2678. We know what one of the best tranquilizers in the world is. Hi, this is Larry West. It's a booming business, you know, the tranquilizer business. You know what one of the best tranquilizers in the world is? A clear conscience. You know, a lot of people just won't listen to their conscience. That's because they don't want to take advice from a total stranger, right? Got a story for you. It's a true one. It's about a fellow who had a fight one time with his conscience shortly after J.C. Penney became a success in Hamilton, Missouri. He left there and went to Colorado. Although he knew nothing of the butcher business, he bought a butcher shop and went into business. Well, the fellow he bought the business from told him that his best customer would be the cook in a certain hotel in town. But he was told that the cook would give him his business only so long as Mr. Penney would supply that cook each week with a quart of whiskey. What would he do? Penny had been brought up to frown on liquor. I mean, his deceased father had always had strong feelings about it, and he taught young J.C. the reasons why. What would he do? Well, he reasoned that if that was the custom, and if it got him the business, it surely must be justified. So he went out and bought the quart of whiskey. With it in hand, though, he couldn't get his father off his mind. One minute he thought he could do it, the next minute he knew he couldn't. You see, he was having a battle with his conscience. Finally, he made a decision. He went to the cook and told him he would not be buying him the whiskey. Well, the cook, on hearing the news, sure enough, took his business elsewhere. It was a failure. J.C. Penney admitted it was. Yet he said, that failure was one of the most fortunate experiences of my life. He said later on, I know now that it was not really a failure, and that I would have been worse than a failure had I gone back with a second quart of whiskey. You know, when you have a fight with your conscience and you get licked, that's really when you come out a winner. J.C. Penney came out a winner. Oh, he lost the man's business, all right, but there are some things far more important than making money. Believe it or not, there is. One such item is a clear conscience. Are you aware that the government has what it calls a conscience fund? It was set up over 160 years ago for those who cheat the government in one way or another. It now has more than $3 million in it. People send money to it because their conscience has gotten to them. They either cheated on their income tax or while working for the government, they did things like steal typewriter ribbons or cheated on time cards or whatever. The government takes the money and puts it into the general fund, which Congress then allocates. In case you're interested, I mean, if your conscience is bothering you in that arena, and you'd like to know the address, just send your contribution to Commissioner, Bureau of Accounts, Department of the Treasury, Attention, Conscience Fund, Washington, D.C., 20220. If you didn't get that address and want it, just write me for it. You know, the Bible says that it's possible for an individual to have a seared conscience. But quite frankly, I'd rather live my life along the same lines Paul from the city of Tarsus in the Bible lived his. Here's his philosophy of life. In the Bible, he said, I always take pains to have a clear conscience toward God and toward men. There's the prescription for living life. I mean, really living life. Take pains to have a clear conscience toward God and toward men. I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You can't be true to yourself until you follow your own conscience. Yet consider this. Even your conscience can lead you astray. That conscience of yours needs to be trained, needs to be educated, needs to be informed. And that's why God gave us the Bible. Train your conscience according to God's Word. Then take pains to have a clear conscience toward God and toward men. It's a great tranquilizer. I have a Bible study course that's designed to help do the training, and the course is yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.